a lot of that on numbers today and of the clans and of what they've got to do. But I'm going to speak out of the Kedavaha Shalakim today. Before I start, I'd like to thank all those that came and helped us set up today. We got a last minute call last night saying that the normal people that do it can't do it. And I know that Jot and Jacqueline are watching online. I'm hoping they're having a wonderful rest. But little young Jacqueline is such an energizer bunny. She gets around and she's so fast, and Jot knows exactly where everything goes. And they are wonderful. They're just so awesome help. And when they're not here, we really miss them, because it takes us forever to find all the things that they do to be able to put pieces where they belong and all the sockets in the right places. And so we were running late. So we ask your forgiveness on that. So today I want to speak out of the very last verse of what we just read in our scriptures. My title is Striving to Be a Better Messianic Community. I'm not saying we're not good. I'm saying we should always strive to be better. We should not become complacent at where we are in our walk with Yeshua, whether it's in our home life, whether it's in our work, or just in going around daily. Each day, I believe we should aim to be the best me I can be. That's my aim in life, to be the best me I can be. Now, what I'm saying is this: we don't always have good days. Some days our best is not what other people would call very nice at all. But if it's the best we can do, we're doing excellently. We all have good days, we all have bad days. Paul Malachy had a terrible one this week. He lost his wedding ring. And did he beat himself up about it? And yes, we looked everywhere, we searched everywhere, we retraced steps, we checked everything. We never found it. And he's been wearing it over 30 years, so he feels naked, but he will survive. It's only a material possession, you can't take it with you. So this is why I'm saying we can only do the best we can do. Things happen. And I want to go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. It says, they haven't got it? Oh, you can see it. We need it on screen, please. As I said, we've got different people doing things. It doesn't flow the same. They're all in the newsletter. All the scriptures are in the newsletter. You're right, honey. Do you want me to go on without it? Because we are running late. Okay. They're in your newsletter. The first one is Corinthians 12:31, which says, "Eagerly seek the better gifts, but now I will show you the best way of all." The second one is Philippians 1:9-11. You got it? Hallelujah. I knew if I started speaking it'd turn up. Philippians 1:9-11, "And this is my prayer, that your love may more and more overflow in fullness of knowledge and in depth of discernment, so that you will be able to determine what is best and thus be pure and without blame for the day of the Messiah. filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Yeshua HaMashiach, to the glory and praise of Yehovah. And the next slide in Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By trusting, Havel offered a greater sacrifice than Cain. Because of this, it was attested as righteousness, with Yehovah giving him this testimony on the grounds of his gifts. Through having trusted, he still continues to speak, even though he is dead. If we eagerly seek the better gifts, we have to recognize what these gifts actually are. I'm a literal person, so if I speak literally, it means that the literal meaning of the gifts and being better means they are going beyond. They can also be excess, superiority, more excellent, surpassing greatness, super eminence, preeminently, abundance, far more exceedingly, excellency, more excellent, out and beyond, far that we can go. These are the better gifts. These are the ones that we should search for and strive for into receiving. Notice what I said. We have to receive them. We receive the gifts from Yehovah. It's not something we get by ourselves. It's not something we give to someone else. It's something we get from Yehovah through the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. So I want to look at some other scriptures written by King Shlomo for you to notice what the word better in becoming a better community can interpret. If we go to Mishnah Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11. For wisdom is better than pearls. Nothing you want can compare with her. Pearls are good. Nothing wrong with pearls. Pearls are good. But wisdom is better. This is one of the better gifts we need to strive for. King Shlomo asked for wisdom and he received it. So all you need to do, if you feel you need wisdom, is to ask for it. And you will receive. Yeshua said, ask and you will receive. You will not receive the gift of wisdom if you don't ask for it. You'll only get your own version of what you think wisdom is. I ask for it often. Being an Aspie, people can misinterpret what I say, and that's not their fault. It's the way I communicate and my method of communication. When people ask me things, I have learned in my wisdom over the years, as ancient as I am, past 70 years, I've learned not to blurt out the first thing that comes into my head. I've learned to first stop and think how I'm going to answer it and how I'm going to put that into words. Because if I don't, then it could come out so misconstrued that people get confused. Because I know, being an Aspie, that what comes out doesn't always come out as I mean it to. So I have to work on that bit. And then in Mishlei Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32, it says, he who controls his temper is better than a war hero. He who rules his spirit better than he who captures a city. A war hero is good. I'm very proud of the war hero in my life, who happens to be my eldest son. But one who controls his temper or is slow to anger is better. That's my second born son. It's amazing how Yah puts these people in our lives. And also I'm speaking to myself, because I really have to work at holding in my anger at times. I don't cope with lack of communication. I like people to speak about things, to talk about it. I can't cope with lack of communication very well. If communication takes place, I know what to expect. I'm fine, but I'm not one for surprises. So if you communicate first, I don't get surprise, and then I won't have a meltdown. So surprises aren't for me. I was given a surprise party for my 21st birthday. We'll never forget it, even though it was over 50 years ago. And I walked in, and on went the lights, and all the people screamed, and I ran. Completely, out and gone. I didn't know what else to do. Of course, people misconstrued my feelings. But that's okay, you can live past it. And I eventually walked back in again. But I can't cope with surprises. In Mishlei Proverbs 27 and verse 5, better open rebuke than hidden love. Secret love is good, but public rebuke is better. Why, you might ask? I believe that if you're rebuked in public, you're more likely to change your behaviour than if you are rebuked in secret. Yehovah disciplines those he loves. We need to be able to accept discipline in the love that it is given. Shlomo continues in the book of Ecclesiastes, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than perfumed oil, and the day of death better than the day of birth. I have to agree with him on that. You might think it was a strange one for me to list. Perfumed oil is precious, and perfumed oil is good. But an honourable name is far better. And I have to agree that I will be remembered in an honourable name, my name will be remembered in an honourable way, when I go. And I have to agree that the day of birth is also the beginning of life's tribulations. It's just the beginning, and we have to live through it. And live through it, and live through it. My poor 102-year-old mother is still living through it. Or should I say existing through it. But for me, the day of death is something to look forward to. You might think me strange, but I'm looking forward to it. It's the day I go to Mashiach for eternity. Death is something we should never fear. It's not something to be scared of. It doesn't matter what man might do to us, because we go to be with Yeshua HaMashiach. What more could we want? To live in eternity with him. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8, it says, the end of something is better than its beginning, so the patient are better than the proud. There are so many people in this world, especially the selfie generation of today, that are proud of their own eyes, in their own eyes. If they weren't proud in their own eyes, they wouldn't be taking so many photographs in themselves. Because these pictures of themselves show the traits of one being proud. They also lack wisdom, and they want self-gratification and affirmation on a daily basis. The selfie generation are also too impatient to complete things. They've got to have it now. Can't wait. Can't finish my studies. Can't do that apprenticeship. Takes too long. Can't do my training. No, I want to be into it now. But it's their future that's at stake. If only they'd stayed another month longer. If only they'd finished the course. And they would have a better job. They do not realise that if they just hang in there, doing even more lowly type of things while they're studying, then it will benefit them in the long run. I think it's sad today, and I'm talking about this very day, that young people are not prepared to go and pick fruit and vegetables for a job. They'd rather take a handout of the dole. And some people are on third and fourth generation of the dole. We've got our supermarkets being depleted of product, of produce, while we've got produce being thrown out because there's no one to pick them. or no one to box them or no one to do anything. It's so sad that we live in a state that they're telling us we're going to have food shortages. But there's no one to help the farmer to rescue the food, especially with all the floods we've had in our own salad bowl in this year alone. A more excellent way or a good messianic community can be better. It is something we can strive for at all times. I need to remind us that we do have a good messianic community. We have good people. We have good talent. We have good leaders. We have good organisation. But we can do better. I believe Yehovah has called us all to excellency. He wants us to go beyond, surpass good, be far more abundant, and exceed the ordinary and go beyond measure. When we get to the place that where we no longer feel the need to improve, we become stale and stagnant. We become stale and stagnant in our services. We become stale and stagnant in our walk with Yah, and we become stale and stagnant to man. We must never get to the place where we think we have reached our comfort zone. This comfort zone is a place where we can enjoy and need not do a lot to maintain whatever it is we are doing. But I say it's time to get out of the box. Break out of our comfort zones. We can get too comfortable and get too complacent in our worship. But Yah knows how to shake us up and wake us up to our full potential. We should be ever learning, forever progressing, improving with age as we journey to paradise. So here are a few ways, things that we can work on. Number one is presentation. How do we present the purpose of the messianic community to the local community and to each other? Our presentation will determine how we are received. Do we present a caring, loving, truth-seeking group of people? And do our commitments match our conversations? Does our labour and our giving measure up to our actual production and performance? When people visit this congregation, do they see and hear what they were looking for? Our presentation includes the demonstration of Yeshua HaMashiach, like values, scripture-based teaching and worship, as well as living and the unmistakable concern that we must have for others. In Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, it says, I exhort you therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of Elohim's mercies, to offer yourselves as a sacrifice, living and set apart for Yehovah. This will please him, as it is the logical temple worship for you. In other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of the Olam Hazeh, that is, this world. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you will know what Yehovah wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying and successful. When people visit, we need to give the very best presentation we possibly can. Our services must be power-packed, well-planned and innovative, meeting the needs of those attending regardless of their age, their gender or their background. Friendly people, attractive worship sessions, not abusive or abrasive, too loud music. That's one of the reasons why we don't have our own band here. So the music does not become abusive, abrasive and too loud. Yehovah said when we started this congregation that he wants everyone to be able to worship him in their own way and in their own manner. If you want to sit, If you want to stand, stand. If you want to get up the back and dance or wave banners, get up the back and wave banners and dance. It doesn't matter. You worship how you want to worship. That's entirely up to you. But we will never put a band out front to conjure up some spirit that doesn't come from Yehovah. And we've had people leave because we wouldn't use them in a music ministry. But Yah said we weren't to. We were to just let the music and the Ruach HaKodesh minister to every person. I believe we have done good by doing what Yehovah asked us, but we will aspire to do better. Now, number two, I believe we must have planning. We must be ready for the service when the time begins, rolls around. Today, it didn't happen. We planned, but it didn't happen. The service commences at 2 p.m. We should be prepared. We praise Yah for our leadership team because they're here all the time, even though Jot and Jacqueline couldn't be here this week, and they are the backbone of getting that running. They are here every Shabbat, an hour before the commencement of the service, making sure that everything, including the live stream, is ready on time. The coffee is even ready and hot and perked for those who've come long distances to get here and relax before we commence. It's good for everyone, not just the leadership, to plan to be ready, to be on time, ready for the first worship chorus. We do good, but we as a congregation can do better. The leadership has a plan, but you all need a plan. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You can never afford to approach a Shabbat service without a plan. If we did, then we would do a great disservice to Yehovah, to the Messianic community watching live stream worldwide, to those here within the congregation, and most of all, to our visitors. All these things make a good Messianic community a better Messianic community. But the bottom line is commitment. To make a good Messianic community better, we must be prepared to commit. All things I've spoken of today mean nothing without a genuine desire and a heated passion to see men and women saved and growing by Yehovah's grace, growing in his Torah. It is our goal as a Messianic community to immerse those who have been renewed as believers in Yeshua HaMashiach and to see them grow in Yehovah's Torah that was given by Moshe. We must commit to showing them in love and patience how to grow according to Yehovah's word and not the doctrines of man. We must also commit to prayer, not just a memorized stanza or poem such as the Avinu prayer, that is Our Father who art in heaven prayer, but a heartfelt scripture-based intercessory prayer for the people within our community we know have needs, as well as the lost in our sphere of influence. The Avinu prayer is actually a foundation and pattern on how to pray, and it also fills what I call the acts of prayer. That is ACTS of prayer. The ACTS stands for four different prayer processes. Adoration, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, adoration. Confession, and that doesn't mean confessing our sins. It's confessing who we are in Yeshua, confessing through scripture so many different things. Thanksgiving is the T. Thanking him for all that he's supplied us with, whether it's our families, whether it's our people within our community, whether it's, I mean, we do it daily. We do it minute by minute, especially when we get that car park in the right spot, getting the lights on the way to pick up kids from school. You know, you just thank him for that smooth trip. It comes part of your life. And the S of Acts is supplication, asking for what you need. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Don't be afraid to ask for wisdom. Don't be afraid to ask for those you love. Now, if you're interested in my skeleton Acts prayer, so that you can add your own personal prayers to it, I can be happy to email you mine. Covers a lot of things. My skeleton is 4 pages long. The prayer I do every day, I've added a little bit to it. It's 11 pages long. And it changes all the time. So it's a 4-page skeleton, and you're welcome to have it. I just give it out to whoever wants. Another thing I believe is important is your time each day with Yah. And your prayer is part of that time. I believe that if you tithe 1/10 of your day each day, you're doing amazingly. Now, 1/10 is 2 hours and 24 minutes. You don't have to do it all at one time. That includes your Bible reading, your prayer time, whatever. And you don't have to do it all time. You can do some in the morning, some at night, some in the middle of the day, whatever. So, but if you think about it, 2 hours and 24 minutes is not much out of a day. We must commit to cleaning up our conversation concerning the Messianic community. Every community is different, and one should not be compared against another. Excuse me. I'm sure that each community is established through the Ruach HaKodesh and for different purposes. It is all good, and it is getting better. The things that need adjusting and realigning will come about in time, but idle talk and critical attitudes will only add to the problem. We can even commit to fast with our prayer to humble ourselves and submit under the authority of Yehovah. Our commitment must include our giving of freewill offerings. With the fasting, Malachi and I fast every day. We only eat within an 8-hour window, and so most of the prayer time and Bible time that we spend is during that fasting time. So it's what you call like a mini fast. You don't have to fast every day. We eat 2 meals a day, and we eat within those 2 meals within an 8-hour window. So I'm not saying fast for food altogether, if you know what I mean. You can fast and you can use your prayer time within that fasting time. Our free will offerings are great, and we need them to expand and support the kingdom of Yehovah. As you know, we give to the orphanage in Myanmar. And we have to be sensitive to the needs and learn to give to those within our community that have needs as well. And some do have genuine needs at the moment. So our ministry is also of a spiritual nature, dealing with the things of eternal value, and that is the souls of men and women. We hold spiritual counselling sessions for those who come out of occultist practices or just need prayer counselling to stop Hasatan from continually harassing them. We have a good Messianic community, but we can always strive to be better. In the parable of the talents, the master said the ones who made the commitments and kept them were the ones that were honoured. So let us look at Matthew 25:21. His master said to him, "Excellent, you are a good and trustworthy servant. You have been faithful with a small amount, so I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and join your master's happiness. Not just good, but good and trustworthy, or better. The servant with only the one talent did not lose anything. He held it to himself. But he returned it back to his master in full, but didn't show a profit. So what happened to him? In Matthew 25:26-30, it says, "You wicked, lazy servant," said his master. "So you knew, did you, that I harvest what I haven't planted, and that I gathered where I hadn't sowed seed? Then you should have deposited my money with bankers, so that when I returned I would at least have gotten interest back on my capital. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. And for everyone who has something will be given more, so that he will have more than enough. But from anyone who has nothing, even what he does have will be taken away. As for this worthless servant, throw him out in the dark, where people will wail and grind their teeth." I am sure that we do not want to be that servant, and I don't believe we have any of those type of servants within our community. We need to be the servant spoken of by Shaul to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 to 4. And he said, "First of all then, I counsel that petitions, prayers, intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all human beings, including kings and all in positions of prominence, so that we may lead quiet and peaceful lives, being righteous and upright in everything. This is what Elohim, our deliverer, regards as good. This is what meets his approval. He wants all humanity to be delivered and come to full knowledge of the truth." Oops. Verse 2 says positions of prominence. This means our newly elected government. We have to vote for them. I mean, we have to pray for them, even if we didn't vote for them. Because they are now leading us. They are the ones that will be in control of what happens to us from this time forward. Whether we'll no longer have fuel in our cars by 2030. With their emissions plan, cutting out of all coal stations in Australia, while China, Europe, India are building coal stations and using Australian coal. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray against them putting up an Aboriginal embassy. Because you only have embassies for other countries. You know, we have an Israeli embassy, a USA embassy. We don't have embassies for people within Australia. Why do the Aboriginals need their own embassy? They're one people. They're part of us. They're not from another country. We have to pray. We have to, now that we've got a new government in place, we have to pray for that government. And pray for Australia, more so than we have for a long time. Pray for our borders, that they won't allow open borders. In verse 4, it says, "Yehovah wants all humanity to be delivered and come to full knowledge of the truth. What Yah regards as good, to see all humanity delivered from their past experiences so that they can come into a full and better knowledge of the truth through his Torah." And we have to pray that for all people. In Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 to 16, it says, "Through him, therefore, let us offer Yehovah a sacrifice of praise continually. For this is the natural product of lips that acknowledge his name. But don't forget doing good and sharing with others, for with such sacrifices, Yehovah is pleased." So more than just doing good, but also to offer a sacrifice of praise continually. When things are not going well with our soul, It's not always easy to offer sacrifices of praise. When we need to try to do what we need to do is try to communicate better to Yah and those around us of the mercies we have received, regardless of the situations we are facing. This not only edifies ourselves, but it also shows others that all is well with our soul. You know, it doesn't matter what tribulation you go through, and I've been through many in my life, and that has been my reply. All is well with my soul. Nothing can take Yah out of my mind, will and emotions. It doesn't matter what man does to me. Doesn't matter what they try to do to me. It might have been putting the knife in and turning it. That doesn't matter. All is well with my soul, because Yah is in control. We must work at making a concerted effort in not changing the E of better into an I. And that is what the world becomes. But we can show that the world that we become better, not bitter, through adversity and tribulations. So in closing, as a messianic community, we should not be satisfied with being just a good community. I cannot be satisfied with being just a good messianic minister. You must not be satisfied with what role you play within the messianic community. We must all strive to do better. Don't get me wrong, I am not saying you are not good. But as long as we strive for better, the closer we get to reaching the potential Yah has for each and every one of us is what we should be striving. Even if it's just arriving at Shabbat before the first chorus is played, that is doing better. Yah is waiting here for your praise and delights in you observing his appointed time of Shabbat. We must all resolve to be more than good. We must get better, and with that, I will always do my best. As I said in earlier, your best changes from day to day. But if it is the best you can do on a particular day, you are doing excellently. We can take our example from Yeshua, as he did better than good when he laid down his life for us on the stake. So is there any questions before we go into the remembrance service? Okay, let's move on.